It's a Saturday night. John T. Crow's got the store. I'm over now. Let's slow down, go to town.
Well, that's the way to start off the anniversary show with a little bit of dead air. Don't know what's going on. I got set up. Anyway, playing a turntable, playing Michael Murphy doing Cosmic Cowboy, which seemed to be appropriate for the anniversary show.
And cows ran away.
Everyone's kind of like stumped. Looks like it's all systems go, but yet it ain't. So we will improvise and something else in here. Hi, this is Wesley Robertson. A little bit of a rough start for the 20th anniversary show.
I'm loving it.
Hate it when that happens. But we're going to go to something from One of the Outlaws here. Why not do that? My heroes have always been cowboys.
A dreaming of being a cowboy, loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies, then leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and the slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being long. You could die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, with no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Was it Michael Murphy before he was Michael Martin Murphy doing a song that I always just loved from the get-go, Cosmic Cowboy? And back before I was doing Rockin' and Stompin', and I was being allowed to set in and do some substitute work for some other programmers here on KVMR, I would play that song, and I was going by the show name Cosmic Cowboy Express. Well, this is a real treat for me this afternoon. 20 years of Rockin' Stompin', who'da thunk it? Hopefully you're going to be along for the ride. And we did start off with Waylon Jennings doing My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys, and then finished up with Michael Murphy doing Cosmic Cowboy. Well, it's a real honor for me to welcome a good compadre of mine for many a year, Mark Stannard, the Okie.
Howdy, Wes. 20 years. Ow. bunch of old codgers around here, you know.
You won't let me, Mike.
At least I'm starting to feel that way more all the time.
Yeah. Well, at least we don't have to lug those big old boxes of LPs in here anymore.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Because, man, I was so compulsive back in the day. I'd bring about four or five different cartons, those milk cartons, loaded up with them so I could have things to go back and forth with. So.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk a little more about that after a bit here.
Some of the stuff back in the day?
Back in the day, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, the very first week I moved into Nevada City area from San Luis Obispo, where I had moved from, and this was in April, actually 23 years ago this month, and started working for Nevada County Welfare Office. And that very first week, I met you that working there.
Yeah.
I don't know where paths really crossed, but God, it seemed like within that first week, I realized, man, this is my musical buddy.
Yeah, we had already discovered our mutual friendly taste in music, and by then, you'd already turned me onto a couple of things that I wasn't familiar with before, and this little set I've got mapped out for you has a couple of those in there. We'll talk about that, too.
Nice. And some more stories. But first, if you could help me do the honors,
indeed.
And let's start the show with our thanking our underwriter for the 2 to 3 o'clock hour.
That would be the Ridge Rock Quarry. They provide crushed mine rock, drain rock, road base, building stone, and sand and gravel to the San Juan Ridge and beyond. They're at 22800 Pleasant Valley Road up near North San Juan. 530-292-0121.
Well, before I go any further, I think I got someone hanging out there on the phone. Do I got you there? Oh, that was just hung up on her. Hey, what happens? Well, you know who you were. Please.
So long, Vange.
Yeah, please give us a call back, and we'll leave it at that. Well, let's go ahead and jump into this set then, and this is some stuff that the Oki picked out. Here we go.
Are you going to go with...
Well, I think that's probably here right now, so I'm going to just try to go live...
Live radio, indeed.
Yeah. Let me try it this time. Do I got you there? Oh, how about if I do that? I got to push all the buttons. Man, after 20 years, you would think I'd have a little bit better handle on some of the engineering here. Some things never change.
There she is.
How you doing, Van?
I'm doing great. Congratulations, man. That's so awesome. You rock.
Well, it's been a long, fun trip. And I tell you, along the way, I've met lots of wonderful people, and you'd have to be one of them.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. I'm so glad you're doing the show today, and it's just nice to hear all these friends of yours, and it's going to be a great ride today. Thanks so much.
Well, you've got something going on tonight. Can I prod that out of you?
Sure. Yeah, at the cafe at Evangeline's tonight in Colfax, I've got a really awesome, rare gig going on with Paul Cam and Tom Menig are going to come in. They're the two front guys from the Deadbeats, and they've been doing lots of other stuff and projects, and they're going to come play just a duo set with the two of them. It's going to be really, really sweet, and there are a few tickets left for that.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
How about a phone number? Can you throw that out there?
Yeah, 530-346-8833.
Okay, hey, big thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, man. Have a great one.
Thank you much.
Bye.
She wore glass slippers. She held her head up high. She had that sparkle out of feet and that twinkle in her eye. She smiled at me as I wondered why. She said, I'm looking for a cowboy. Take me for a ride. And he can rope me on the prairie, and he can ride me on the plain, and I will be his Cinderella if he'll be my cowboy man. She said, I got a 40-gallon Stetson hat with a 38-foot brown. We could dance around the outside, baby, till we both fall in. And you can rope me on the prairie, and you can ride me on the plain, and I will be your Cinderella if you'll be my cowboy man. She been no cowboy. Heaven knows I tried. I'd be riding tall in my 700 with that Cinderella by my side. And I can rope her on the river, and I can ride her on the plane. She will be my Cinderella, and I'll be the cowboy man.
Break of day. I just bought my ticket. Lot of hope a bus ain't late. I have a cup of coffee and a sandwich from the microwave. Now I'm gonna see my baby. It's the last thing I ever do. Got to sit in the station, sick and tired of waiting. Continental Trailway. Well, rolling out for Houston, man, we're finally rolling now. Try to get some sleep and listen to that highway sound. I guess we must have stopped in every single little town. Now I bought myself a copy of Matt's Mississippi News. Well, the just pulled out of Lake Charles, rolling in the soul of Continental Trailways Blues. Now, rolling into Houston, don't them city lights look fine? Headed for the payphone. Said she got a new man, son, it's been a long, long time. Now I'm standing by the highway with the rain running through my shoes. With the sitting by the roadside, wishing I was inside Continental Trailways Blues. I got the wishing I was downtown, waiting on a Greyhound Continental Trailways Blues. Just got it.
fill in my head. They bust the hub for the golden spread under blue skies. I go stuff my hide behind some power glide and get some southern fried back in my eyes. I'm panhandling, manhandling, post holding, high rolling, dust bowling, daddy. And close I'll ever get to heaven is making speed of old 87 for that hard ass Amarillo Highway.
Brothers and sisters, this is Todd Snyder wishing KVMR a rockin' and stompin' 30th anniversary.
Did you know that there are people who put us down for no other reason than the simple fact that we get around? My generation, part 2, verse 3, chapter 4, Jackson 5, Nikki 6. Generation found a way to make this nation open up its eyes and take a look around. And he says, my generation ain't good for nothing. I can think of something, so I thought I'd jot it down. So here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sets and watching L.A. Long. Here's the drum machine, stonewash jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. Here's to living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, my generation, my generation should be proud. So proud. Shopping malls, and there ain't any price we're too proud to pay. We'll buy anything from Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light. Well, I admit we're not that bright, but I'm proud anyway. So here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Arsenio Hall. Here's the drum machine, stonewash jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. Here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, my generation, my generation. God, I hope I die before I get old. My generation, my generation, my generation. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation, my generation should be proud.
Well, rather than running that whole set, we got to come on here now because I just got just all kinds of memories coming through. For one thing, of course, that was Todd Snyder from the opening track from his debut CD. And you're the one that turned me and everybody else on the airwaves of KVMR on to Mr. Todd Snyder.
Well, what I did there was I played a couple of tunes by people that you turned me on to Lyle Lovett and Steve Earle. And actually, I think by the time you and I met, Cowboy Man and Guitar Town had already scored on the mainstream country charts. But I was sort of conscientiously avoiding listening to mainstream country at that time. I still do. And so I was only vaguely aware of them. And you put me on to the albums by both of them, the initial releases from both of them. And they've both been playing on radio that you and I have made up ever since then. And then a couple of things that I probably turned you on to, Terry Allen and Todd Snyder.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And again, boy, that was that CD with Todd Snyder that had All Right Guy. First time I heard that was when you were playing that. And, of course, it had that wonderful hidden track on
it. Yeah, the ghost track.
Yeah, Talking Seattle Blues. Yeah, so and another thing worth noting from our world was a guitar player on that was a young man named Eddie Shaver.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joe's son. Well, I just want to now, actually, the reason I really came in here is not only to mention those things, but I got to get some mileage out of this next track you play. I just love that you picked this one. This is David Bromberg doing Traveling Man. And because sometimes I can be an honorary son of a bitch, whenever I would have someone new who was coming in at 4 o'clock to come in after me, it was a new person. I always had the same cassette queued up down there for that occasion, and that was a cassette, so you can never tell when the song was going to end, unlike CDs, and at least you have a little bit of a chance with vinyl. You can kind of see the groove coming up, but with a cassette, you have no chance. So,
this song has a couple of kind of killer false endings in it.
So the thing would be, then this is back when Denny Axel was my partner for the first 3 years of Rockin' Stompin', we'd be hiding back in the record library, just like hiding. So we'd hear people from in there inside the studio screaming, "Is that it, Wes? Wes, is that it? Is it over?" And then you hear a groan as it start back up again. Let's hear David Bromberg doing Traveling Man.
I think I would like to relate to you a brief sagacity concerning the most ambulatory Homo sapien that ever asphyxiated upon the globe. Folks, I want to tell you about a man named Bloom. He come from down in New Orleans, and he made his living stealing chickens and everything that he could see. Now you know this Popeye man, he runs so fast that his feet wouldn't stand a row. And if a freight train passed, no matter how fast, he could always get on board. And he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. The travelest man, John, that there ever was in the land. He traveled and he was gone for miles around. And he never got caught. Until the police shot him down. Now the police hired a motor car just to chase after my buddy Bloom. They chased him from 5 o'clock in the morning till 8 in the late afternoon. This Popeye man, he runs so fast, they say flames shot out of his heel. While he burned up the cotton, he scorched the corn, he made a road to the farmer's field. Folks, he was a traveling man. Oh, he certainly was a traveling man. The travelest man, Lord, that there ever was in the land. Feet, he traveled. The police shot him down. Now the police finally caught up with Bloom. Had him out to hang one day. Executioner leaned over and said, "My good man, have you any last words you desire to say?" As it so happens, Your Honor, I do have a brief speech prepared. If you'd bow your head one moment in prayer. And then he winked one eye and crossed both legs and vanished straight up in the air. Cause he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. The travelest man, well, that he ever was in the land. You know, Craig, he traveled, he was known for miles around. Now Bloom was on the Titanic when he put out to sea. He was playing B-flat clarinet in an orchestra that rendered nearer my God to thee. Some people saw him when he jumped overboard. They said, did you get a load of that crazy fool? But friends, just 45 minutes right after that, he was shooting craps in Liverpool. I mean, a traveling man. Oh, he said he was a traveling man. The travelest man in the world that there ever was in the land. He traveled. Police shot him down. Now you know, the European police caught up with Bloom. Shot him in the head. People come around for miles on down just to observe the man as he lay dead. Telegram back to the States to his mama before she come all cataway in tears. She reached down and opened up the coffin there, and that fool had disappeared. I'm gonna tell you, a traveling man. He said there was a traveling man. The travelest man world that there ever was in the land. And he traveled, and he was gone for miles and miles. He never got caught, never got what, until the police shot him down. I want you to understand that this man was rapid, swift, abrupt, sudden, precipitous. This guy was so fast. They used to say that the man could turn off the light and get under the covers before the room got dark. Now one day, Bloom had to go to the well to fetch a pail of water. The distance this rapscallion had to traverse was approximately 3 miles and a quarter. Now he got to the well, filled up the bucket on his way back, and stumbled, dropped the pail, and fell down. He ran back to the house, grabbed another bucket, and caught the water before it hit the ground.
Is it done, Wes? Wes, is it done yet? Hey, who did I got there on the line? Greg. Oh, man. What's it? Mr. Middleton.
How you doing, Wes?
I'm doing no. Well, hey, thank Greg. You very much. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Up here in Folsom, we just rode the old motorcycles up here. We're eating deep-fried pickles.
Man, I'm on my way.
Hey, it's good stuff, actually. It's good, though.
It's good, though.
It's good, though. So, God, 20 years ago, Wesley, that's amazing.
Well, you'd think after 20 years I'd be a little bit better on my engineering, but, you know, I'm just still learning things around here. Just still a rookie.
That's what makes it special.
I got to mention, I meant to say earlier that with Rick Snelson, the station's only been around for 31 years, but yet Rick's been on the air here for 32.
Yeah, I'll tell you. He got in there early.
Yeah, he did.
The days of, God, when I first moved to Roseville, thinking I'd found KFAT.
Yeah,
turned out to be Rick's fault.
Yeah, well, but, Rick, you know, Rick was responsible for me showing up here too. It was his radio program that caught my ear the first time.
Well, you used to do your own programming on here, Mr. Middleton.
Ah, I tell you, I would love to get back into it. Someday it will happen. It will happen.
What was the title of your show?
Well, I helped out with Eric there on Saturday mornings, and I did a show on Monday nights called That High Lonesome Sound.
Yeah. There you go.
We were always looking for that high lonesome sound. Came close a few times. I think we're still looking for it.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking a couple seconds and checking in with us.
All right, bud. Well, congratulations once again. Like I said, it seems like just yesterday you came in there with that crew cut, and you weren't even wearing glasses back then, were you?
Yeah, I kind of was.
He wasn't even housebroken, Greg.
Well, I wasn't housebroken. I'm still haven't quite got that nailed down, but I'm working on it. Come on, hey.
Well, it's a pleasure to know both you guys. So keep on keeping on.
Likewise, Greg.
All right, down the road, bro.
All right, bud. See ya.
This is a song about your wavelength and my wavelength, baby. You turn me on. Would you get me on your wavelength now? Yeah, 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 yeah. With your wavelength, oh, with your wavelength, with your wavelength. Your wavelength. Oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama.
Another story or two.
I figured it would generate a story or two. That's why I included it.
Of course, yesterday Dave Chaffin called in and did the community calendar during Hap Show.
Yeah. You and I were talking just a few minutes ago about the days when we carted a lot of vinyl in here, and I remember Dave was the really took off on CDs faster than the rest of us, to the degree that even though CDs were present, they were around, and we had CD players in the studio. He was the first among us to really go out and change over his collection, everything that he owned. He got in CD when he could. So we're all still, you know, lugging these 100-pound boxes of LPs in here to do a radio show, and Dave walks in with his show in his pocket.
Well, I tell you what, for me, he was one of the benchmarks back then as far as someone who was just seemingly the consummate professional. You know, he was just really smooth, had great style, great songs.
And always showed up on time, right?
Well, as he was mentioning when he was on Hap Show yesterday, well, that wasn't exactly true. And not only was he one of the first ones to be getting CDs, he was also one of the first ones that had a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
So he would call me up, you know, maybe like once every 4 or 5 weeks, whatever, and let me know he was running a little bit late and that could I go ahead and fill in for him. And so I would, you know, usually fire up Wavelength, and by the time it was done, because it is like about a, what is it, it's about a six-minute track, and he would always be there by that point in time and be off and running. But I was waiting. And at some point in time, and this is something Dave didn't mention yesterday, so this is the rest of the story. I had queued up this back on cassette again when I'd recorded the beginning of his show. And I was just waiting for the time that he was going to be there on time. And sure enough, it comes up, and he gives me the call. And I go, hey, no problem, Dave. I got you covered. Not only did Wavelength play, but he still wasn't there. And his voice came on, of course, with the air check, with him saying goodbye to me and starting his show.
And he always said something about roadkill when he was saying goodbye to you, right?
Exactly. That was a part of the dance back then. And he, so then, of course, he calls me right back up at about that point in time. He goes, after he heard his voice, he goes, well, it doesn't sound like I need to come in.
Really? Just turn around and go home, Dave.
Said, yeah, I have the whole 2 hours here covered for you. No problem. He actually, when he did get in and come on the air, probably about 20, 25 minutes after, he said, well, I'm not going to mention anything too specific, but let's just say sometimes that Wesley Robertson can be a pretty interesting guy. Well, boy, that was some fun. And actually, there was a kind of connection. I really got rocking and stomping because there was a Saturday afternoon slot that was open. And I had a strategy from the beginning because I was lucky. I was getting to fill in for the California Okie show and for Hard Country and for T.J. Meekin's Hillbilly Jukebox. So I was getting about once a month I was getting to do something. And I just thought, well, I'll just keep doing that and get some experience and apply for more like primetime slots.
Yeah.
First primetime slot I applied for, it went to Old Radio Theater, appropriately enough. Second one I applied for was a Friday night slot. And it ended up with a guy doing... God, I can't remember the title of the show now. Eric Rice. He was doing Fresh Air.
Was that what? Yeah, I think that was what he called it.
Yeah.
Playing doing, 70s rock and roll, basically.
Yeah. And then the third show I applied for was on Saturday afternoon. And I can't remember the time slot that was open. Maybe it was something like 3 to 5 or something. And Dave Chaffin was one of the ones who was applying for it, did an audition. And I just thought, man, I'm in deep trouble because there was no way anyone was going to get a slot that if he wanted it. But there was a gentleman who was on the program committee who got a little bit creative there and did some tinkering of things. And they made two time slots out of that Saturday afternoon. And I got the 2 to 4, and that was you again, right? You were involved with that.
Yeah.
Well, another one more thing I got to mention during getting some time in with you, Okie, is the name of the show, Rockin' and Stompin'. Sometimes I get lucky and I can cut a phrase here or there, but I was just opened it up and was asking lots of people to come up with some ideas. And someone who you know is the one that actually came up with that title. We've talked about this before and you maybe don't remember.
I don't.
Lynn Ashton.
Oh, wow.
And you knew her husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was a colleague of mine. We worked together, and she's the one that came up with the title Rockin' and Stompin'. As soon as I heard that, I go, that's it. Well, this is Wesley Robertson, your host of Rockin' Stompin', 20 years into it, and it's been a real long, fun ride, and, well, I'm not done yet. What am I going to do? We should go ahead and take care of some business and let you know about some upcoming shows here on KVMR. Next on Soundings, a conversation with the microbiologist, author of We Are Not Alone, a look at the evidence for life off Earth, followed by a conversation with President Obama's plans for space explorations. Sounding airs Tuesday at noon.
The next South of the Border, Catherine Smith features Tejana crossover singer Selena and L.A. band... bad penmanship here. I'm going to skip the name. Something to Santana from their release... Movie End? The coming Monday, that's this coming Monday, 10 to noon on South of the Border. Boy, I mangled that. Let's try this. James O.D. is a member of the World Wisdom Council and currently collaborating with the Global Systems Initiatives in Washington, D.C., and an evolutionary leaders group spearheaded by Deepak Chopra. His latest book is Creative Stress, A Path for Evolving Souls Living Through Personal and Planetary Upheaval, Conversations, Radio That Makes a Difference.
On the next edition of The Other Side, April 20th, from 8 to 10 p.m., Eclectic Composers, Episode 46. At an evening with Terry Riley, composer and performer Terry Riley will be in the studio to talk about his latest CD release and discussing his upcoming show at the Center for the Arts on April 23rd with his son, Jayan Riley, plus locals Bill Douglas and John Dederick. Join host Mikhail Graham for what will surely be a fascinating look at one of the world's great composers and one heck of a fun human being. That's The Other Side, Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information, check out theotherside.biz.
I can see why you gave this last card to me. It was a pleasure to burn. So begins the literary nightmare Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury in a future where books are illegal and the fireman's job is finding and burning them. Join T.E. Wolfe and Leah Farrell this Sunday, 9 p.m. on the next edition of A Word in Edgewise. First of two shows taken from this classic novel, part of the Nationwide Big Read Project. This is coming Sunday night at 9, right after Old Radio Theater.
Well, I'm going to jump into someone who's certainly been important to me for a long, long time. That'd be Graham Parsons. And, you know, God is one of those weird deals where I really got into him after he had already died, kind of through Emmylou Harris and getting to understand what she was all about and her connection with Graham. I just looked into Graham and just became very appreciative of what he had done in his short time frame of recording. So let's we'll finish up with this wavelength and do something with Graham, a classic.
Tom Paul Glaser and the Glaser brothers were hosting the Opry at that point, and the condition that they let us do it on was we were going to do our single, You Ain't Going Nowhere, and then I was going to do a Merle Haggard song because they wanted me to do something that the audience could identify with, you know, seeing that they were going to have these long hairs on the Opry. And even though our hair was short at that period, we were considered long hairs because they knew what we were up to, you know. They think they're really being big-hearted just because they patronize guys like Christofferson or, you know, one or two guys with long hair, or three. But they're really not very open-minded in Nashville. No, man, some of the best musicians in the world still are starving to death in Nashville. And I got on, and Tom Paul Glaser, he says, and now here's Graham Parsons singing Merle Haggard's famous Sing Me Back Home. And I got out, and my grandmother was in the audience, right? Because part of my family's from Tennessee, right around there. And I said, well, instead of doing that song, I'm going to do a song that I wrote for my grandmother. And it's called Hickory Wind. And we did that, and the Glaser brothers just flipped out, man. They were yelling at us from off stage and stomping up, and that Roy Acuff was having fits and stuff. And Skeeter Davis ran up after it was all over and kissed us. And it's funny that I should have done Streets of Baltimore, because I didn't know that one of the Glazers had written it.
There are many But now when I'm lonesome, I always pretend that I'm getting the feel of hickory wind. Had most everything, all the riches and pleasures. What else could life bring? But it makes me feel better.
Parsons, Hickory Wind. Oh, it's kind of cool. I wish we could have, you could have the version of what the conversation is going on back behind the scenes here with the Yoki and I. We're just ramming through all kinds of stuff, the history of Graham.
Rewriting and, musical history.
Yeah, to our own liking. Well, let me go ahead and thank our underwriters for the 2 to 3 o'clock hour, and that'd be Ridge Rock Quarry, providing crushed mine rock, drain rock, road base, building stone, sand, and gravel to the San Juan Ridge and beyond. 22800 Pleasant Valley Road near North San Juan, 530-292-0121. Well, okay, I got to play someone now who, died 2 years ago today, Mr. Chris Gaffney. And what can I say? What I can say is I wasn't that familiar with Chris at all until got turned on with Rick Snelson, I think.
I think it was Rick who played Chris the first time I ever heard him too, and of course it was Rick who brought him to Auburn that time, the first time we met him, and
something else I didn't realize till recently, remembering that gig. Do you remember who special guest sat in on?
Yeah, that would be Pete Grant.
First time my path crossed with Pete, too.
Yeah.
Well, in any event, Chris Gaffney did lots of his own solo stuff. Had a long running stint as the spiritual advisor, guru, and just best buddy of Dave Alvin.
Not to mention singer and guitar player with the Guilty Men.
Yeah, with his Dave Allen, the Guilty Men configuration. But towards the end of Mr. Gaffney's life, he kind of got his own another band going. And boy, this one here looked like it was poised to start to take off somewhere. One of the real tragic things about him dying. Dave Gonzalez, guitar player, had been with the Paladins for a long, long time. He buddied up, and him and Chris Gaffney put this configuration together, the Hacienda Brothers. So let's hear a beautiful song version, Cowboys to Girls, from the Hacienda Brothers and Chris Gaffney.
My life is not the same. My whole world is Each day by my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her must surely be a dream come true. For out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me.
Sweet it is. You are listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City. Yes, the Hacienda Brothers with the wonderful, soulful country vocals of Chris Gaffney. Well, you want to add anything to that, or he just does just that does it?
Chris Gaffney is one of those little known heroes who made a mark all over the music scene of Southern California, and yet few people really know about him by name.
And I'm kind of proud of the fact that KVMR is a spot where I'm starting off with the people who are doing this kind of programming long before me, be it the Oki or the Snelsons, TJ, and I thought another one the other day, Wiley in the Morning.
Yeah, Wiley in the Morning.
Little Jimmy Heitbrink. He would do some more kind of like almost like a traditional country stuff.
He was a lot more.
He would do the squirrely stuff too.
Oh yeah, he was a lot more in touch with mainstream country radio than the rest of us. But like you say, he came up with some things I would never have found.
Can you do me the honors and let's thank
Underwriter for the 3 o'clock hour.
Long time rocking and stomping underwriter.
Yeah, I was just telling Wes this message hasn't changed in so many years. I could probably still do it from memory. Kim Art Graphics, offering graphic design for all types of print needs, specializing in publication design and production. Kim can be reached at 530-273-9676.
Let's see. Seemed like I was going to say something. I just lost it there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the next couple of tracks or some bands that are coming around the area. And once again, God, this has just been an amazing year. And one of the things I've just loved since I've been up at KVMR and living in this area is just the wonderful music acts that come through here. Seems like on an annual basis. And these days, it's just been more stunning than ever. So I'm going to feature a couple of those right now. Coming up on Nancy Griffith on Saturday, May 1st, the Center for the Arts. Boy, what a wonderful, wonderful talent she is.
Great venue in which to see Nancy Griffith, too. You don't get a chance to see her in such an intimate setting very often.
Speaking of that same intimate setting, the Center for the Arts, tomorrow night, Dan Byrne is going to be playing the Center for the
Arts.
Now,
there's a guy who could turn the biggest arena into an intimate setting.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes I've been referring, and I don't refer to Rockin' Stompin' this way. I really refer to KVMR more generically, because I think a lot of the programmers on KVMR that play country stuff, we have the tendency to play what I like to think of as cerebral country.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice. It's the voice
of peace.
It's the voice
of
every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no
I met God on the edge of town, where the wind meets the stillness, where the darkness meets the light, where the ocean meets the sky, where the desert meets the rain, where the earth meets the heavens, on the edge of town, I met God. I asked God, do one thing for me. Send me back in time, send me to Seattle. Let me go find Kurt Cobain. Take away his gun, take away his bullets. Talk to him, make him wanna live. Tell him how we love him. Help him see his glory. God said no. If I sent you back, if you really found him, you would only ask him if he could help you get a deal, if he knows a lawyer, if he can help you. God said no. I asked God, do one thing for me. Send me back in time, send me to Berlin. Let me find call Hitler. I will stalk him. I will bring him down. I will bring long, powerful gun loaded with bullets. Obliterate his memory. God said no. If I sent you back, you would get caught up. You would let your fears delay and distract you. You would make friends. You would take a lover. God said no. In time, send me to Jerusalem. Let me go find Jesus. Let me save his life as they try to kill him. Let me take him down, down from the cross. Take the iron from his body. Try to heal his wounds. God said no. If I let you go, if you really found him walking with the cross, you would stare, your tongue no longer working, eyes no longer seeing, ears no longer hearing.
She's described as one of America's most enduring artists, a treasure who's never been shy about sharing her deeply rooted sense of conviction.
I love this town
like an unmade day.
I love this town
of a living day.
I love this town.
Gonna paint it red if I can spare a minute.
Yes, the Center for the Arts brings the iconic and Grammy-winning Nancy Griffith to the stage on Saturday, May 1st, starting at 8 p.m. If you listen to KVMR, then you've heard the poetic and moving music of Nancy Griffith. This special performance will feature all her best-known and best-loved classic songs, plus tracks from her latest release, The Loving Kind. This is a special opportunity to experience an intimate and up-close concert with one of the world's best-loved folk artists. VIP experiences are also available, providing a meet-and-greet with Nancy, with a portion of the VIP ticket sales donated to Project Pink. For information and tickets, visit www.thecenterforthearts.org. KVMR is a proud supporter of the Center for the Arts and live performance.
I love this town
on the beaten track
where nothing slips
between the cracks.
Yeah, Nancy Griffith. Going to be at the Center for the Arts on May 1st, and Dan Byrne going to be there tomorrow. Someone called up, kind of blown away by that track, God Said No. Well, that will blow you away. Welcome back to the Airways of KVMR, Mr. Pruitt.
Hello there.
Headphones not working? Trouble in paradise?
An adapter issue, but
Well, you're a pro. You'll be able to hang in there with us.
I can read lips.
So what's up?
I just came in to say happy anniversary, officially.
Well, thank you much.
20 years and stuff. 20 years of beard growth. Is that it?
You know, I've
yours
done a
grows
little bit of
really
trimming.
Slow, doesn't it? Yeah.
I've done a little bit of trimming, or at least I've been groomed periodically.
What
I
did you look
say.
Like 20 years ago?
God, just not as much gray. My hair.
I can vouch for that. Yeah.
No, actually, I had cut my hair just before I moved up here. I had a ponytail when I was in San Luis Obispo, just for some cockeyed reason. And when I left there, I thought I'm completing the cycle, so I cut it off. And then haven't cut it since again. So, but I was more like shoulder length hair when
I don't know what
first showed up.
What the connection is, but I haven't cut my hair since I first met you.
Well, all I know is we've had a very wonderful bond, and you mentored me into radio and everything, and I'm just honored to know you, to be honest with you.
What was your first song?
That I opened the show with?
20 years ago.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. That
I'll
was
bet
before
you
I
could
was
find out if you
things.
Did the research.
Yeah. It was certainly before I was archiving. I
wonder if there's someone out
everything.
There listening that might know.
Well, I know what it was.
Denny Axel. Yeah,
it wasn't F the FCC because that hadn't come out yet. That'd be a good way to start and finish a career. Well, you're going to bring some stuff down we're going to play here in a bit, too, I hope.
Oh, was I supposed to bring something? I thought you said eat the ribs.
Well, we will see if we can't put you to work and have you go find something if you didn't bring anything. Maybe you guys can help me right now. Some artist I had, like I had to cover Lucinda Williams, and I wasn't quite sure what direction to go. One of my thoughts was... I think the first time I heard her on KVMR was Big Red Sun Blues. I'm not sure if that would have been David Gates.
Dave
or...
Gates, I give credit for turning us all on to Lucinda Williams. Someone and several other artists I could name as well.
Someone else that used to play Lucinda quite a bit, first glance seemingly wasn't in his normal world, was John Nichols.
Yeah,
and those were the two people I think that I heard, and then of course you were playing Lucinda too. So I got to play something Lucinda. I wasn't sure if it was going to be Big Red Sun Blues for that sake, or Wrap My Head Around Right in Time, real live Bleeding Fingers. Let's just put this up to a vote. What do you guys think we should do?
Well, you've got Essence then, right? Or you got World Without Tears.
That gravel road there?
You know, I'll tie her into Steve Earle and how I just saw them really similar, you know, just the other side of the coin or the other side of the gender gap there. Both of them having their own lifestyle choice issues for one thing, but both of them being so gritty and, you know, having lived life on the edge and come back to tell stories and just really gifted lyricists, but also their voices, not really in any way pop voices, but in each case, they're to the core.
Sincere.
You know, yeah, they just got something that really resonates.
Lucinda's album title, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, I think that describes both of their voices reasonably well.
Okay, so that's, so I'm going to go in that direction then. I'm going to go and hear something from that package. Interesting, too, because I was just going on about Steve, and Steve produced this package, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, and he had recently gone into recovery, and Lucinda wasn't at that time, and he was getting real annoyed with her unpredictability and everything. So I think the version I heard, and who knows, that he basically took care of all the tracks with his Twang Trust folks and left, and she threw on her vocals when she got around to it. Between them, I think it came out okay. Let's hear the opening track from that thing, Ride in Time.
Not a day goes by, I don't think about you. You left your mark on me, it's permanent, a tattoo. Pierce the skin and the blood runs through. Oh, my baby. The way you move is right in time. The way you move is right in time. It's right in time. Stove in the kitchen, watch the water boil, and I listen. Turn off the television.
Time with guess I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road only made me tired and so. Like a bird without a nest, like a stranger in the night, and my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. Like sweet magnolia wine, honey dripping from your mouth. And that sweet little gal of mine, she's the finest in the south. Now the days are getting longer, nights are getting colder. I just want to come back home, lay my head down. I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road only made me tired and so. Like a bird without a nest, like a stranger in the night, and my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. Soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. And my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight.
And that there was selected by Felton Pruitt. The End is Not in Sight, Maze and Rhythm Aces. And, man, that was a song that I was definitely playing early on, always one of my favorites, and it was something that was on vinyl down here at KVMR. Well, let's see if I got you. How you doing, Mr. Dan Byrne?
Doing great. I missed an interview this morning on your station by several hours, but other than that, I just learned that I should try not to schedule them for early.
Well, you know, being a musician, I think that's always a tough one to be committed to, doing something that's 7, 10 o'clock show.
You know, when you're at home and it's midweek and it's the middle of the afternoon, it seems fine. Oh, yeah, after 8 o'clock, yeah, Saturday, sure, no problem. And then it's like, wait, it's 11 o'clock.
Well, happens as has it, you didn't know, but I did, as I told you when I talked to you on the phone moments ago, that I just got done playing God Said No. And that's, of course, because we're just all excited about the fact that you're coming, going to be playing at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we've been looking forward to it for a while. I was, like, coming up there, and I think it's been a few years.
Do you remember the last time you were here, Dan?
I believe it was, I think it was in 04 when we were trying to, you know, in our small way, change the...
I think you tried in a pretty big way. Wasn't there something about leading the audience out into the street and doing a little chanting?
Yeah, something like that.
I had someone at the place I was hanging out in Nevada City last night who was talking about that particular moment and saying how again, it just put a big smile on people's faces when you radicalize Grass Valley, that one moment.
Yeah, sometimes people, don't, you know, like the staff isn't always happy if people didn't pay for drinks and then you lead them outside and then they go on their way, but I think people were pretty good about it.
Well, I did hear you were interviewed on Paul Emery's show. Of course, he's the one that booked that one back then and this one now, and he's just been bringing some great music around, and I'm telling you, this community's really excited about you coming back to the Center for the Arts.
Well, thanks. You know, as I say, we are too. I'm bringing up guys I've been playing with. They're going to do their own set to start, and then they're going to join me. They're called Common Rotation, and it should be a really fun night.
Well, I suspect so. You'll be doing some new stuff then?
Yeah, definitely. Some new, some old, some borrowed, some blue. yeah.
I don't know, in my mind, because I just love the lyrics in yours, and I always thought I needed to get you to do a tour with Chuck Brodsky. I mean, in my mind, too, just studying songwriters that are both of with a Jewish background, and just, God, I just thought, what a killer tour that would be.
Yeah, I think we would just start singing baseball songs and not stop, though.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that either. Okay, well, hey, I just want to thank you for, again, basically your calling down here to apologize for having missed the show this morning. Well, I feel like I'm the lucky one because I get to throw you on the airwaves, but we'll make sure that we tell Larry Hilberg that you called up.
I would appreciate that.
Okay, thanks. Big thanks, and good luck with the show tomorrow night. I think you guys are going to have big fun again.
Hey, thanks. Looking forward to it. Let's see you then.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Dan Byrne just calling in, making up for we got lucky. We just took grabbed one of Larry's calls. That's not bad. Well, let's see. What I'm going to do to you, I'm going to go to something else now. And, Mark, maybe you can correct me. I'm venturing to guess the first time I heard Iris DeMent on KVMR was with you. Does that sound, will you lay claim to that?
Certainly possible. I'm trying to remember. Oh, geez, I can't remember who put me on to Iris DeMent. Once again, it might have been Dave Gates. He's one of the great collectors of all time. Former broadcaster here at KVMR many, many years ago. And
affiliated with the Palms. He used to always he had a love affair with us. We would go down to help out and work the bar and stuff.
That's where John Nichols' wedding was, at the Palms, and I remember
Dave. Was he?
Yeah, Dave was there, and he was always, Dave Gates was always great friends with Dave Fleming. So, yeah, he's closely associated with the Palms. But he was one of those guys that just, he acquires everything, all the new music, everything that comes out, he gets it. So he was always turning me on to stuff, and I think he may have been the first person that ever mentioned Iris DeMent to me.
Well, I'm going to play a track here that not only has Iris DeMent, but as soon as I tell you who else, you'll know where we're going, Mr. John Prine. Let's hear In Spite of Ourselves. You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City, West Air Robertson, 20th anniversary show of Rockin' and Stompin'.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies and make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. He's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. But we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
All right, y'all. What do you saw right now, written by a guy named Richard Thompson from ye olde merry London, England? It's one of our favorite tunes to play. It's a song about two of my favorite things in the whole wide world, which are motorcycles and redheads. This is called 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Sounds like this. Well, says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike, and the girl could feel special on any such life. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning in 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather are my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to the box hill. They did right. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you an honest, I'm a dangerous man. I was 17. I robbed many men to get my Benson machine. Now I'm 21, I might not make 22, but I don't mind dying before the love of you. And if fate break my stride, I'll give you my Benson.
Give you my Benson to ride.
Those last two go up by request. My buddy Red Eye, he had to hear, in fact, that I went up to Leanne doing Truckin' by Dwight Yoakam before that, for Red Eye, Reckless Kelly doing Richard Thompson's 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Well, Felton, man, thanks for coming by.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. I was just, the Dwight really got me thinking. You know, I remember.
And that's always scary.
The first time I remember seeing Dwight, we did him at the second thing of KFAT was K-Hip. Mm-hmm. And we did a show at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on the boardwalk. Opening for Joe Wheely was Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, Jesus.
1986. Oh. And I just remember sitting backstage with him, and he could not sit down. His pants were so tight, he had to lean with his legs, you know, kind of that folded across
legs.
He
used to pay about $750 to get those pants that were all ripped up and everything. I could have gave him some for a lot cheaper.
But he wears the same pants. He still can't sit down backstage. Nothing has changed. The boy is still the same size.
Well, I got to tell you, you'll do an intro in a second here, but the most requested song I ever had on Rockin' and Stompin' through the years, we don't have time for it because it finished up the show, was McMurtry doing Choctaw Bingo. But you've got one picked out for us. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know if you heard the interview with him a couple weeks ago, but I asked him about where, you know, like in Choctaw Bingo, when you're doing 15 minutes, where do you go? And he goes, oh, I watch the girls in the front, and I go, does that make it a good show? He says, if they're pretty, it's a good show.
And starts thinking of Twisted Sisters.
Yeah. So here's a cut from his live album, and he's probably looking at the girls in the front row while he's playing this song.
There you go.
I got a room with a freeway view. I'm on She was a waitress, the only joint in town. She had a reputation, it's a girl that been around. That main street at the midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Son was a loner, he's older than the rest. He's
going, I'm telling you, it hurts.
I'm telling you, you couldn't have got out of here without playing that one.
Well, that's definitely right. Kind of a bit of an anthem since sometime along the way in the last 20 years. This is Wes Robertson, your host of Rockin' Stompin'. This is my 20-year anniversary. Thanks for all the wonderful phone calls, and thanks for the Yoki come by and hanging out here.
Well, congratulations on knocking down 20. Let's go for 20 more. Somebody's got to keep this stuff alive.
Well, you know? I'll give it my best shot. It's about all I'm going to say. As long as I got the passion, KVMR doesn't turn me away, I think I might hang out here for a few more Saturdays. Let's see, we should take care of some business and thank the underwriter for this.
Yeah, for the underwriting support for this 3 to 4 o'clock hour. Once again, thanks to Kim Art Graphics, graphic design for all types of print needs, specializing in publication, design, and production. Kim's at 530-273-9676.
Coco Montoya's playing tonight at the Center for the Arts. We thought he was going to drop by here. We didn't. But then again, Larry Hilberg thought that Dan Byrne was going to call in. He didn't, but he did with us. So.
Yeah, look out, Brian. You might have Coco coming in.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Tommy Castro Band's going to be playing down at the Center for the Arts coming up next Saturday on April 24th. So, as always, lots of good stuff going on. Rita Hoskins is playing today down at Cedar Creek Theater. That's happening this evening. And, of course, if you've been hearing, we're just real excited about this amazing show that's going to be at the Center for the Arts on May 7th with Nina Gerber and Laurie Lewis opening for Rita Hosking Band. I mean, God, is that going to be amazing or what?
Nice show. And as long as you're doing this, we might as well mention one more time that Paul Kam and Tom Minnick are doing us a duet, acoustic duet tonight at Evangeline's. And the last we heard, there were a few tickets left to that little tiny venue.
Something else I got to mention is a benefit for the American River Music Festival benefit concert coming up at the Sierra Nevada House next Friday, April 23rd, with Walter Strauss and Mom Hughes. So, as always, lots of good stuff to do. You go find something to do. I think I'm going to find something to do for the rest of the day. Thanks for all the wonderful phone calls, and I hope to be around next week and maybe a couple more. Thanks.
4 to 10, the road goes on forever. The party never ends.